Heavenly Father, we praise you, Lord Almighty, because you are good and your love endures forever. Your mercies are new every morning and your compassion never fails. Thank you that wherever we are, whether at home, alone, or with family, on our PC, on our phone, Father, your presence is with us. You are all around us. You hem us in. You are behind us. You go before us. You walk beside us. And you lay your hand upon us. And you declare that we are yours. Thank you for the reassurance and comfort that we are never alone. Father, thank you that you see us as your precious sons and daughters. Lord, over the last few weeks, we have witnessed the grief and frustration of people who have been marginalized, denied opportunities, abused, and even killed. We lift up to you the family of George Floyd and the many like them. Thank you, Jesus, that you lived and died for all, regardless of sex, status, race, or color of skin. You feel compassion and walk alongside those who suffer. May we be more like you, Jesus. Search us and know us. Lord, forgive us for the times we have failed, when we've been prejudiced or looked the other way instead of standing up for our brothers and sisters. And we pray that, like David, you create in us a pure heart and renew a right spirit within us. We pray for peace and justice to reign, especially in the US right now. And we pray for an end to hatred and racism. Father, thank you for your protection over the last few months, for the great health care that we have here in Switzerland, for all the medical staff. And we pray for those countries who are still experiencing high levels of COVID-19 cases. We think of the UK, Brazil, Russia and the USA. And we think particularly of those countries who were already struggling with poverty and now are also dealing with the spread of this virus. Lord, we pray for the scientists working hard to find a vaccine, for NGOs like MedAir tirelessly supporting those without access to clean water, healthcare and good nutrition. Lord, would you have mercy? Father, would you send your spirit and move us with your compassion and show us how we can support those who are less fortunate. And in this time of uncertainty and fear, Father, we thank you for the hope we have in you. You are an anchor for our soul, steadfast and certain. We trust in you. We know that you have a plan for us, plans to prosper and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. And we commit to you the coming months, especially the question marks that hang over our work, our travel and holiday plans. And we pray for your wisdom and guidance as we go into planning for our church life this summer and beyond. And Lord, we commit to you our family members, many of whom we haven't seen for a long time. And Lord, we're not sure when the next time will be. So we pray for your care and protection on those that we love. And we thank you, Father, for the comfort, the joy and the peace that we have in knowing you. So we commit to you this day and all the days to come, and we surrender to your will and purpose in our lives, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.